We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heising, a subject that you and I had broached upon back, I would say, in May, and a little bit in June is now back in the front burner in Washington in July. Those student loan rates have gone up. No new agreement has been in place. The House has already passed its version, the Senate not liking it, and an alternative proposal by the junior senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, was shut down on a procedural vote yesterday. This is getting to be a little bit more of a mess than people had imagined, isn't it?
Oh, this is definitely a problem. Not so much even a problem for us in Washington, but for those that are being affected by this, these students and families that are having to make decisions about what's going to be happening with their school loans here in August and September. And the simple fact is that organizations like the Washington Post dubbed what the Senate was trying to do yesterday a, quote, pathetic non-solution. And I agree. I mean, the whole notion of kicking the can down the road was last year's solution. And this past year was supposed to be the time when we were going to come up with a long-term market-based solution. The president suggested that and requested that originally in his budget, and the House delivered that. And why in the world we want to just keep kicking the can, again, proverbial can down the road, and not make difficult decisions and just prolong these things doesn't make any sense to me, and it's time that we act.
It's a case of doing something to solve the problem. And as you mentioned, instead of just sort of pushing it forward, and Senator Stabenow had tried to petition students to write their congressmen, contact their congressmen to get something done, to get these rates down, no matter what the consequence might be down the road. And you guys have to deal with the consequences.
Well, and the simple fact is we had done something, and we had solved this. We'd put forth a solution. Harry Reid has refused to vote on the House version, and the House suggested a solution to this. There was a bipartisan solution led by Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, Democrat out of West Virginia, and Angus King, who is the new senator out of Maine, also caucuses with the Democrats and a couple of the other Republicans, and he refused to take that up as well. So then suddenly again we're back right where we started, and we're stuck. And the real sad thing is that this has turned this issue into a political football, it's time that we depoliticize it and that we actually help these families and help these kids with some predictability, and that they look forward to what decisions they have to make. And it's not just about interest rates. Frankly, at the end of the day, we need to start talking about why college is costing as much as it is, and those huge, massive increases in the costs. We have to get to the bottom of that as well.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heising. This story came up early in the week, and I'm still shaking my head about it, Bill, and I have a funny feeling it might be a head shaker to more than just one person here. The White House is touching upon an improved efficiency initiative. The president and vice president went before reporters on Monday saying that the federal government needs to be more streamlined, needs to get into the 21st century. Mr. Obama talked about trying to get some things, new wave things in the federal government and in the White House that he had in the Senate. He couldn't get it in the White House. And yet, and then he also talked about trying to improve the trust that Americans have and build on the trust Americans have on their government. And I just found it terribly ironic that he made this request in the midst of all the problems dealing with the IRS scandal and the lack of trust, I would think, that Americans have now toward their government, even if it is just a few bad apples spoiling the whole bunch.
Well, there is a huge trust deficit, and whether it's the IRS, whether it's this whole notion of the NSA and whomever else gathering up all this information, people are very nervous about this relationship between themselves and their government right now, and I think, frankly, rightly so. We've got to make sure that we try to rebuild that. Part of that is is going back to this efficiency element, we do have a problem because obviously we are not using people's hard-earned tax dollars to their highest and most efficient and best use. And we do need some things that are technologically superior to what the systems are that they're using now to build in more efficiencies. We have that responsibility to our citizens, and we need to make sure that we're doing that. It just, as you point out, it sort of drips with some irony, some of the language that's being used with the circumstances that are surrounding it. We've got a lot of bridge building to do, and rightfully so, people are skeptical of that. That's why we're trying. We're trying to be open and honest and transparent, and making sure that people understand where we're coming from. And not every segment of government has done that. And you see the arrogance, you know, whether it was these, conventions that GSA was going to and the money that they were spending. And there's just been government's been awash with money, whether it's been debt-filled money, money that's been borrowed or otherwise. And with that comes a lot of arrogance, and it comes a lot of smugness, and that's why I think people are very, very frustrated with their government.
Bill, where do you stand on a proposal that went before the House Appropriations Committee this week to slash the IRS budget by $3 billion? That would be a quarter of its allocation from last year. As a direct result of what has gone on with the IRS, is it justifiable, or is it maybe just a little sort of a punitive action, like, okay, you did that, you're getting your money cut?
I think it's justifiable, but is it punitive? Absolutely, it's trying to send a message you have to live within your means, which, you know, we've seen those reports, the IRS not doing that. Much like the GSA conferences, there's the same thing was happening in the IRS. It's trying to make sure that we've got everybody's attention. That's the one tool that the House of Representatives has. We are in charge of the purse strings. It's not the Senate. It's not the White House. It's the House of Representatives that's in charge of the purse strings. And obviously, the IRS has been abusing its power. And I can tell you, this is not something, you know, just the conservatives that were very nervous and felt it with what the IRS was doing, targeting these groups. The IRS, right, left, and center, is the most feared governmental agency out there. It's because they can shut down bank accounts, they can shut down businesses, they can seize your vehicles, seize your homes, kick you out, padlock stuff, and that is a huge amount of power, and I understand why people are very, very nervous. So we've got to send some very tough messages.
We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, and a couple of things that have been sent from your office, dealing with a decision made by the administration last week to push back the requirements on the Affordable Care Act for businesses 1 year from the beginning of 2014 to the beginning of 2015. It looks as if some of the critics of Obamacare are being justified right now, saying that this is a system that just isn't going to work, and we're seeing all the flaws come out and all the warts come out, and more are coming.
Well, it's not ready for prime time, and the reason why these warts are coming out, as you said, is that the timelines that were put in there are forcing these decisions, and we have a big problem here. The president cannot just decide to ignore the law, all right? I disagree with the law. I think the law should not be there. The law was ill-conceived when it was put in place. Before I got there, I'm dealing with the echo effects of it right now. However, the president cannot pick and choose what elements and what laws to adhere to and what not to adhere to. So we in the House are going to move forward, and I believe rightly so, with a bill that is going to codify that suspension of that requirement for business. And I think we need to do it, and we'll do it for individuals as well. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If it's good enough for businesses, it ought to be good enough for those self-employed folks as well, like I used to be when I was a realtor back in Holland. And we need to make sure that We are treating people equally under the law, and at the end of the day, we know that this law will not work. This the way that it's set up, the Affordable Care Act, though quote-unquote Obamacare, is not going to work. The administration is finally admitting to that by actions like this, and there's going to be more and more and more of these deadlines and these dates and these requirements that they are not going to be able to meet. And it's time to face reality, which they've had a very hard time doing with this.
And not just the business aspect of it, Bill, but also the health exchanges issue is starting to come up.
Exactly right.
The situation that's here in Michigan right now involving the Healthy Michigan, and the center of it is the Medicaid expansion deal. It is just something that it's a headache right now that America really doesn't need.
Well, it is. It was an overreach by the federal government back in 2009, and we're continuing to deal with the echo effects of it.
One final thing, Bill Heisinger, something you've been nursing around, nursing through Congress right now, the Small Business Mergers, Acquisition, Sales, and Brokerage Simplification
Yes.
Act. It seems to be getting more steam and more momentum as we go along.
Yeah, we in fact, yesterday we had a hearing in financial services about how to help small businesses and what do we need to do to have capital in the marketplace. And I brought up this bill. We've got a panel of experts that are looking at it. We're gonna continue to do some work on that. We think this makes a lot of sense for smaller businesses. And there's about $10 trillion of capital that is tied up in these small businesses and family-owned businesses, sometimes publicly owned businesses that are smaller, we've got to figure out a way how to make sure that we're maximizing the highest and best use of for people's investment. And this we think is a good, very good bipartisan response and support so far.
One other thing, and I'll finish with this, is the fact that that piece of legislation may not be as glamorous as some other bills that might be going through, some other issues that are on the front burners, as we talked about with the student loans, with Obamacare, with the IRS scandal and the like. But this is more of a foundational bill, isn't it, it really deals with something that you address it now and people won't have to spend as much. People can be able to save more. It just deals with the financial foundation of this country, even if it isn't as glamorous as some of those other subjects are.
Yeah, and I'm okay if it's not the headline-grabbing types of bills that I have. I already have one bill that's been signed into law. We've got a couple of other very good pieces of legislation, bipartisan pieces of legislation that are making their way through our committee right now that we think will have a real impact. It might be small and technical, but are important things. And I'm very comfortable doing that and having a role like that. That was sort of the role that I played while I was in the state legislature as well. Might not be the biggest headline-grabbing things, but hopefully we're doing good things for people's lives.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, I know it's a little longer than we normally do our conversation, but a lot of things have been going on in Washington. We appreciate your thoughts on those issues. As always, every Thursday morning we have our conversation, and we look forward to talking with you next Thursday. I hope you and your family have a very good weekend ahead.
Hey, thanks, Gary. You too.